This is Inside Agriculture. Again, we're going to bring you some more interviews now from the NAFB convention in Kansas City, Missouri. We are back. We're going to visit now, talk a little veterinarian news with our friends at Bayer. We've got Mark Campbell, who is the senior veterinarian scientific liaison. And Mark, it's getting into wintertime, but are you a busy guy right now? Are you mainly doing trade shows, or what are you up to?
You know, doing trade shows. We ride around with representatives also a lot and talk to clients, producers mainly, and veterinarians also about our products, troubleshoot products, whatever we need to do at this time, really.
Where's home for you? What area do you cover?
Stillwater, Oklahoma, but I mainly stay in Oklahoma, Texas, a little bit of Arkansas, New Mexico also, but we travel throughout the country if we as needed.
Talk about some of the issues and things that you work on. You and I were talking about the different diseases and things you watch out for in cattle, but maybe just talk about this year and what kind of things you work to stop.
This time of year, it's kind of the tail end of it, really, but it's BRD, or bovine respiratory disease season. It always happens in the fall. I mean, it happens year-round, but majority of it is in the fall because of lots of cattle being weaned. 70% of our country's cow-calf operations are spring calvers, so they usually wean those calves in the fall. Then we commingle them, send them to sale barns or auction facilities, and then they end up being commingled. And a lot of times later on, they become sick with bovine respiratory disease.
What are some of the symptoms ranchers should look for?
You know, producers need to be aware of a calf not eating, holding his head down, snotty nose, breathing hard. That means a lot of times they have a fever, but they just don't feel well. And that's why you need to treat them. If you see a sick one, you need to treat them at that time and use a fast-acting antimicrobial such as Baytril.
How was this calving season? I know in the North Country, especially around where I'm from in Minnesota, North Dakota, it was an extreme winter, and the spring ended up being way longer than it needed to be. And then we had the early season blizzard. Maybe that's not a disease thing, but from a veterinarian standpoint, folks up there are really busy.
It's been a tough year, and seems like all years have management problems in certain parts of the country, but during years like that, it's important to the early stress on these calves can affect them later on in life also. I mean, if they don't get good colostrum after they're born, their first milk after they're born, that can affect them later on, but things that happen early on in life cycle can still affect them later on in life.
That's going to do it for today's edition of Inside Agriculture. We'll see you again tomorrow.